Tapi kalau satu madrasah ni makanan banyak juga kan, banyak madrasah nak sediakan tentang masa dan masa banyak atau kurang semua kan. Tapi yang banyak tu kalau kita nak bandingkan dengan satu tampil ni kan, sebenarnya sikit saja. Sikit saja kan. Banyak lagi makanan yang orang makan kat sekeliling ni, kat tampil ni. Dan kalau tampil ni makanan kita rasa macam makan sehari kan, makan kan. Ini semua siapa yang bagi? Allah SWT yang bagi makan. Dan Allah SWT bagi makan kan bukan saja dekat dekat manusia. Allah SWT bagi makan dekat apa? Dekat gajah kat luar tu kan, dekat ular kat luar tu kan. Semua kat luar tu semua ada makanan dia kan. Lalat ada makanan dia lain, gajah lain, manusia lain, manusia setiap orang pun lain lagi. Semua tu siapa yang bagi makan? Allah SWT yang bagi makan. Macam-macam jenis. Jadi inilah kan Allah Rabb kita kan, yang bagi kita makan tu semua kan. Kita perlu hargai tahu siapakah dia. Dia sekarang tengah bagi kita satu kitab yang suci Al-Quran yang perlu kita hargai.
Hey, that is rock. And then that water it is floating on the air. Water is very heavy. Air is very light. How can air carry water? But Allah made that water to be floating on top of air. Air is carrying. Then under the water, from where it goes, somewhere it goes in a fountain, it comes out. Sometimes somewhere it goes in a well, it comes out. And people take it from there, and in pipes they put to everyone's house, we all get our water to drink. What is the, who is this who gives it? Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah made it such,
kita baca. Jadi tadi tu pasal makanan, pasal makanan saja yang kita cuba kita tengok dekat air yang kita minum pula. Air yang kita minum tu, air itu datang daripada mana? Nah, air itu datang daripada laut. Laut, kita tengok air laut tu masin. Masin. Tapi Allah SWT tengah uruskan bahawa air tu dia naik di atas atas udara. Dan Allah SWT boleh hantar ke mana saja yang dia kehendaki kan. Allah SWT boleh turunkan hujan tu, air tu datang untuk kita kan. Dan Allah beritahu kan kita, dan sebelum kita minum air tu 40 hari sebelum tu Allah SWT tentukan kita minum makanan dekat sini kan kita. Walaupun dia dekat hari tu dia 40 hari sebelum ni dekat kau punya air sama hidup kau. Nah, ni dia 20 kiloliter 20 ribu banyaklah kita punya air kan semua hidup kita kan. Ya Allah SWT, ni kau punya air, kau penjaga kan. Ni kau punya apa? Ni kau punya makanan, ni kau punya pakaian, ni kau punya apa? Macam mana kita nak jaga? Pergi sana sini bawa semua benda tu. Tapi Allah SWT, apa yang menyebabkan kita ni semua hidup ni? Badan kita ada badan ni semua. Apa yang menyebabkan kita ni boleh hidup ni sini?
What is it?
Apa dia? Macam mana kita boleh hidup? Apa yang menyebabkan kita boleh hidup ni?
They go or they take us?
Kita duduk sini ke kat kubur? Kubur. Kita kita nak pergi sana ke dia orang akan hantar kita ke sana?
So Allah gave us all our need. He is Rabbul Alameen. So all our dunya's need and whole.
Sedihkan Al-Quran. Qad ja'atkum mawa'idatun min Rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fis-sudur. Ubat untuk apa? Ubat untuk apa yang ada dalam dalam dada kita, kita punya badan, kita punya ruh. Untuk ruh itu Allah SWT sediakan makanan juga. Kedua makanan yang kita tengok kat luar ni semua. Tapi apa? Allah SWT sediakan Al-Quran. Al-Quran itu adalah makanan.
Right. All these very bad disease, Quran Sharif is shifa, shifa'ul lima fi sudur.
Jadi kita tengok banyak apa ni hospital-hospital, klinik-klinik mata ada, dentist ada, klinik untuk satu badan semua ada. Tapi klinik untuk roh tu
wa hudan wa rahmatul lil mu'minin. It is hidayat for us also. And it is a rahmat for the mu'mineen also. So this is a very great blessing. So we must make lot of shukr to Allah that Allah put us in this madrasa, Darul Uloom, and we are learning Quran Sharif. The special favor.
Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala yang perlu kita hargai ini lebih penting daripada semua perkara-perkara yang lain, dengan jabatan-jabatan kerajaan, hospital, ladang, apa-apa sahaja benda yang diurus atas bumi di dunia ni. Ini semuanya untuk badan kita, tapi untuk dunia akhirat, untuk kita punya hati adalah Allah Al-Quran. Jadi kita kena perlu belajar
treasure the Quran Sharif.
Jadi ini adalah kurniaan Allah SWT yang patut kita sadari. Dan Quran ini adalah fadal, kurniaan daripada Allah SWT. Jadi Allah SWT telah berfirman, kul bifadlillah, datanglah ni adalah kurniaan daripada Allah SWT kepada kita. Yang satu punya yang besar, satu punya yang hebat.
Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadal kitabi aqwama. Allah raises nations, people, individuals, communities. Nations Allah raised because of the Quran. If we will have iman on the Quran, we have love and respect for the Quran, we learn the Quran, we read the Quran.
Three.
And how many schools?
Sekolah ada banyak mana?
And how many shops?
Kedai yang
ada. Three madrasa. And how many houses? How many shops? How many schools? So for dunia, so much effort, and for deen, which is the
harta yang banyak, buka kedai besar-besar, dan kejayaan dan kemuliaan bukan di situ. Kejayaan Allah SWT akan muliakan kita dan apabila kita menghargai Al-Quran atau mengamalkan Al-Quran, bawa Al-Quran dalam kehidupan kita. Dan itu bila kita buat macam itu, barulah Allah SWT muliakan kita, bukanlah dengan benda-benda yang lain ni. Allah SWT telah muliakan sahabat radhiyallahu anhu. Yang mana banyak kedai, rumah yang mana banyak kan, tapi tempat Al-Quran ada tinggal saja. Yang cukup tak cukup? Tak cukup kan. Jadi kita perlu, jadi kita kena azam, insyaAllah nanti kita belajar sungguh-sungguh. Kerja ada 80 orang ke pulak sini, kita belajar sungguh-sungguh hayati Al-Quran, faham Al-Quran betul-betul. Nanti bila kita balik, dan kita kena buka
uske laiq nahi, and neither is it befitting that the Nabi of Allah, the Rasul of Allah, be a poet. Allah's kalam, the Quran Sharif, and Allah's Nabi, his Rasul, they are very far from poetry, that is the general poetry in which there is lot of lies, exaggeration and all that. It is a direct kitab and it speaks directly to the heart of every person. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا تَاكِ دَرْ سُنَائِ اُسْكُو جِنْ مَنْ جَانْ هُو. And this Quran is that kitab that is a warner to those people who have got life in them, those people who are dead, whose hearts are dead and who cannot understand. People, they know the message has been given to them. Muslims are spread throughout the world and everywhere azans are given. There is also a proof of Allah upon them. The da'wat of Islam is called out loudly, and nobody will be able to say, I did not know about Islam, about the Quran, etc. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا all this. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. پھر وہ ان کے مالک ہے. And then I make you the owners of that farm. I make animals. Who is it that made a cow? The people can say that the human, that's a stupid theory, Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was from a monkey. From where did the cow? Water, but you control the elephants also. You control the horses also. So this all is not you who are doing it. Allah put it under your control. Appreciate and realize Allah's qudrat. Believe in Him and acknowledge and be thankful to Allah and become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Peene ke ghat, and we have made for you to drink also from these animals. You drink that wonderful milk in whichever form it might be. If it's a hot summer's day, you might have cold milkshake. If it's a cold winter's night, you might have hot Ovaltine, hot Milo. All this drink of that, what we have made, that also well there. All this is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, who is that great being, and that He made the solid mountains and on the other side the soft water. So what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be judgment, and for some people there will be very soft judgments, very kind,
And for the other then, man who uses all this his whole life, we see people passing away regularly in front of our eyes. We go to Qabristan and we perform janaza namaz and we bury the person, and then that body gets totally disintegrated finally. And then even if the body is burnt, and the ashes, Ta'ala says, for those people who deny these realities and all of our imaniyat, the things that we have to believe in Allah Ta'ala, the Akhirat, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Malaika, iman is only that we accept reality. Don't reject reality, that is kufr. That you are
gahar. لَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We were discussing yesterday that none of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unmindful of salah. Each one in a perpetual, continuous state of qiyam, they are fulfilling their responsibility, and this is their salat. And they will remain like this all the time. Or parind or hayawanat ki ruku, and the salat of the birds and other animals are in ruku. The four-legged animals are in a state of ruku, constant. They are moving. The whether we take the old philosophy of that this the sun rotates around the earth, or the new philosophy that the earth rotates around the sun, but even the sun in itself is moving in its own orbit. There isn't a planet that is not moving. And mashallah, there are thousands of planets, as we see, was more compared, it comes the hadith, compared to the first sky. In one riwayat it comes like a ring in a desert. And in one riwayat it comes like an egg in a desert. So we can't even understand that how massive the first sky is compared to the earth. And the first sky compared to the second sky is like a ring or a egg. And therefore Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi point that our we being ashraful makhlukat is not on the basis of our ibadat, because the malaika are engaged in constant ibadat, in tasbih, tahmid. They have got one aspect of salah, the tasbih, tahmid, etc. That in 5 minutes Allah Ta'ala has given us, so to say, the ibadat of the mountains and the trees, and has given us the ibadat of the animals. Allah has given us the ibadat of the birds, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the ibadat of the insects and the celestial bodies that are in constant motion, and our salat is also in constant motion. This creation possibly be? So he's seen a buck, so he asked the mother that, is this, because it looks bigger than us, is this what we're supposed to be afraid of? So mother said, no, that you shouldn't be afraid of at all. And the buck actually is like the samosa for them. So after a while they walked, and then the mother showed him, this is what you will be afraid of. And he was surprised. 5 foot human being. Looks so tender, looks so small compared to the other animals. Why should I be afraid of this? So then the mother explained that because of the intelligence that Allah Ta'ala has given. Because Allah Ta'ala has made it most superior. We're going to put poison in the roti and leave it for them. And let's see what happens. So they laid out rotis outside the house. And at night, as usual, a troop of monkeys came. But they were also surprised that there was dastarkhan laid for them. So they, not that they are foolish, that normally they had to go into it. They smelled and they went back. And after a while, each monkey came with a twig in its hand. And amazing, it found an antidote to the poison. And it was a leaf. And it has leaves on it. It ate of the roti at the same time. It took this immediately. And then they realized that these monkeys has found a way of contrarying so to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you take two qualities of the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, al-wadud, most loving, or most merciful, and make that, because now you have to imbibe within yourself the qualities of Allah. Now you took two sifat from the asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make that so, and make niyat that inshallah I'm going to try to keep on to this responsibility that Allah ta'ala has kept upon me of khalifa fil ard. Jisne farmaan badari ki aur hukam baja laya, usko uska mansab qaim raha. And the person that has obeyed Allah and has fulfilled the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has fulfilled this position that Allah ta'ala has given him of Khalifa. Ke jo koi namaz panjgana ada karta hai. Shah Mashahir rahmatullahi alayhi further writes that if a person fulfills his five salah daily, aur usko thawab aisa milta hai, jaisa zakat, hajj, roze, jihad, he will get the reward by fulfilling his five salah, the reward of zakat, the reward of hajj, the reward of fasting. So, a point that we should all keep in mind, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity and ability, then whatever ibadat we engage in, that we should spend for that as well. And in the beginning of Ramadan, Hazrat mentioned the story about his close friend, and that before who had intention. So whatever little we have while we are staying here, whether we can contribute to the food that is given to us, not that the madrasa requires it, but to teach us that in this we will get a reward of zakat also. That if the lights and water we are utilizing, winter now, the aircon is on, the heater is on, and mashallah at night is Tarawih time, it's cold outside, but here only permissible becomes haram for a person. So in the same way, by making takbir at tahrima, there were certain things that were halal becomes haram for a person. For example, before there was no harm in talking, that which is fruitful, that is beneficial. But in salat, you can't talk. You can't eat, although eating is permissible under normal circumstances. So many things that have become haram through takbir at tahrima. Worship to the other is like going between Safa and Marwa. Or mawkuf karna khana peena bajaye roza. And to stop eating and drinking, you get the reward of sawm, because that is what is required in fasting, not to eat and drink. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the reward of all the remaining ibadat in salat. Or uske sawm, but in sawm itself. Because there is control of the mind also that is required in sawm, in salat. اور بند کرنے سے نفس کی ایک ساتھ بھی اس کی خواہش سے ایک صورت سوم کی ہو جاتی ہے بلکہ بنسبت روزے کے ایک طور سے زیادہ بند کرنا ہے. So you mentioned this point that in comparison to fasting, then you directly through treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Our greatest need, Allah ta'ala has made it wajib. Why Allah has made it wajib? To show that He wants to give you. You only insist on a person making the request to a person to you if you are sure to give the person. Otherwise, why telling to make the request? That's a different question. But we are so conscious about facing our outward towards the Qibla. In the same way, we should be conscious of facing our inward towards its Qibla, that is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our mind should be preoccupied with the alfaz of the Quran al-Kareem, what has been read, and to ponder regarding its meaning, etc.
فتنة النساء. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان.
And then he, in a, that night he saw her in a dream. It is the day of Qiyamah. And the fire and Qiyamah's day, and a big huge snake is behind him, chasing him. He's running from there. And then he meets a person, very handsome person, but very weak person. He tells him, please. So they robbed one caravan, and there was a young boy in that caravan, and he read this ayat, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And his life changed. Wallah, Quran Sharif has changed millions of people's of life. In their living, while they were dead, while they were sick. And I like to read. So this book also, the Quran came my way. So I started reading it also. And the subject matter was different from all other books that I read. So I want you to know who is the author of the book. So I closed the book and see on the cover, every book got an author. I didn't see no author there. On the side, the author's name is written, Muslims don't have Quran Sharif. One padri priest, his name also is written. And Alim called him and told him, you burnt all the Qurans? Well, fine. This 8-year-old boy, are you going to burn all of them also? And he read the Quran from Alhamdulillah Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. One little boy, and in how many people's whole world. When Fiji people have finished their Christmas, then American people are waking up. So you can never have it at the same time. This is just all just a fallacy. It's not possible at all. Allah's system, Allah is. Anyway, Quran Sharif now in Ramzan, 24 hours. And look, one little student from the station when he gets off, the porters, the coolies, the porters, they say, Mali sahab, Mali sahab. He hasn't still even entered the madrasa. He hasn't seen the Darul Uloom. But he's got the title of Mali sahab already. So just like that, what you make niyat for to go to, you are given the title from there already. You make your niyat. At every moment there is something for us to do. Just do that. Just be engaged in that. And see what in'am Allah Ta'ala will give us. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept inshallah. Subhanallah.
I asked him, you read Bismillah? He's honest. Other children and other people.
Wow, but Farishtas of Rahmat Allah Ta'ala commanded them taking. So they even ring people that are right off. And like our Dada Shaykh and the Chaki Maqsa Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, jo apne aap ko na laik samajhte ho, wo laik uske saath jur jao. Phir wo bhi laik ban jayega. That person who thinks I'm useless, I'm wretched, I'm worth nothing, problem in the world. Then Hazrat says, when you come here, what you get? Ish tusbar ho barish rahmat ghair pani bahar deta hai. That now the love of Allah tusbar barish rahmat, Allah Ta'ala special rain of mercy of His love descend upon you in this majalis. In the majalis of the Ahlullah, what you get? Enemy. More greater the enemy than shaitan is our nafs. Nabi Kareem Sawasam himself has mentioned, Inna ada aduwaka alladhi bayna jambayk. Your worst enemy is between your two shoulders, your nafs. When nafs get inclined towards shaitan, then shaitan doesn't have to do his work anymore. Now you became shaitan yourself. Allah Ta'ala save you the thorns. It will show you, like Hazrat Awad Shah, Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, sample aur batate hai. They show you a sample. Like today many reps also, especially sometimes people who go overseas and then go do buying China, etc. They show them one sample. And when the goods, what will gunas after all give you? Just obedience of Allah. Son, outwardly it looks enjoyment. To a thori der ki lazzat, hamesha ki zillat. That little outward, and not even lazzat, mujrimana lazzat. That like a person is a prisoner, and you think you're enjoying yourself. You eating your biryani, your beef. That the effect of that sun, rains are not coming down properly. Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is not coming. So you're causing harm to the whole creation of Allah. So everybody is cursing you. And when you love in the obedience of Allah, the whole creation is making dua. And Allah's rahmat is descending upon you. So Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam, Allah has brought us to these majalis to get...
Ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye dariyon ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha ye raat suhani kisne di, nanne munne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di, Rasoolullah. Purae arz ko gardish mein yun zair falak rakha kisne, suraj chand sitaron mein ye noor chamak rakha kisne, Gurrae arz ko gardish mein yun zair falak rakha kisne, suraj chand sitaron mein ye.
Idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عنا وتجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين. اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم اصلح احوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى.
Eat up the inheritance you devour the inheritance. And this all this has explained to us in great detail. Hazrat Mir Safar is also so many places speaking about the inheritance in great detail, explain the importance of it, how it should be done, how important it is for our financial matters to be clear, and the importance of the Islamic world. And we'll end up with this, translate a few more ayat, time is up. In Surah Al-Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions us also prioritize. But he said charity does not end there, so we have to carry on also to others as well. O miskin and dhamat rabba. And finally, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. Only doing the social work is not enough, but a person also has to have that iman, a person also has to have strong amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي تو بس خبردار تیرا
لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
الأحياء من والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون إن شر الدواب عند الله الصم البكم الذين لا يعقلون ولو علم الله فيهم خيرا
لأجمعين جو اللہ نے بیان کیے جمیع ما جا به جبریل علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام الی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما انزل الیکم من ربکم پورا دین جو ہے پوری کوشش کرو کہ دین پر تم گامزد اور پابند رہو ولا تولوا عنہ یہ مناسب نہیں ہے کہ تم رو گردانی کرو تم منہ پھیر کے کہیں اور چلے جاؤ تم تو سننے والا ہو ولا تکونو کالذین اور ان لوگوں جیسے مت ہو جو یہ کہتے قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون انہوں نے کہا کہ ہم سنتے ہیں لیکن حقیقت میں سنتے نہیں سنے کیسے ان کی تقریر ان کا انداز کیا ہے ان کا سٹائل کیا ہے ایک تقریر سن لی دوسری تقریر کے لیے اگر کوئی دوست کہے چلو جا کے سنے تو کہتے ہم نے تو ان کا سن لیا تو یہ ہے کہ صرف سننا ہے فائدہ اٹھانا نہیں ہے اصل چیز سننے کا مطلب کہ فائدہ اٹھائے صرف سننا نہیں کہ کیسے کس تم جو ایمان والے ہو یا ایھا الذین آمنو تم صرف سنتے نہیں بلکہ تم ماننے والے بھی ہو تو مطلب کہ مکمل طور پر ادخلوا فی السلم کافہ پورے طور سے اسلام میں داخل ہو آدھی بات سنی آدھی بات نہیں سنی آدھی بات مانی آدھی بات نہیں مانی ایسے نہ ہو پورے تاکہ وہ جو پڑھے وہ مانے بھی جن میں وہ جذبہ نہیں ماننے کا تو ان کو مدرسہ میں داخلہ بھی نہیں دیتے لیکن یہ تو اب پلاسٹک زمانہ ہے جو بھی کوئی ملے غنیمت ہے جو بھی کچھ قریب آتا ہے غنیمت ہے پہلے زمانے میں شیوخ بھی ہیں اپنی مریدوں کو بہت سخت دانتے تھے جاتے ان کے دل میں بات اترتی ولو اسمعہم اور یہ تو ایسے ہے کہ ان میں کوئی خیر کی امید ہے ہی نہیں اگر ان کو سنائی بھی لتولو منہ پھیر کے بھاگتے ہیں وہم معرضون اور وہ اعراض کرنے والے وہ اپنے منہ پھیرنے والے وہ کوئی توجہ نہیں کرتے یعنی خیر کی بات اگر ان تو مٹی بھی ہوتی اس کے پانی میں تو مٹی آدھا مٹی اور آدھا پانی وہ پیتا رہتا ہے اس کے جسم بھی اس کے وہ موافق ہو گیا اس کو کوئی پتہ نہیں لیکن ایک دن اس کو صاف ستھرا پانی ملے تو وہ خود کہ آہ یہ ہے پانی یہ ہے اچھا پانی تو ایسے ہی اور لوگ بھی اس کا احساس آپ سب کو ہوتا ہے
اللہ شدید العقاب
یہاں ایک اور خاص حکم اللہ تعالی مومنوں کو ایمان والوں کو اللہ تعالی حکم فرما جنت ملے گی اور وہاں خوب مزے سے رہو گے جس سے تمہاری دنیا کے اندر تمہارا تعلق اللہ سے ہو جائے اور اللہ تمہارا تعلق عالم الغیب اور فرشتوں سے ہو جائے جب وہ تم کو اس چیز کی طرف دعوت دے تو ان کی بات مانو قبول کرو ان کی بات یہ ہے کہ ایمان قید خانہ سے نکلے اور آزادی میں چلا گیا ایک پرندہ پنجرا میں ہوتا ہے تو وہ قید میں ہوتا ہے وہ اسی تلاش میں ہوتا ہے کہ کب مجھے کوئی کہیں سے جگہ ملے اور میں یہاں سے باہر اڑ جاؤں تو ہم بھی ان کفار کے طریقوں میں گھیرے ہوئے ہیں چاروں طرف ہمارے ذہن بھی ان کے طرف پورا اسلامی معاشرہ ہمارے اندر آنا چاہے پورا اسلامی مزاج آنا چاہے غیروں کی ہر چیز سے ہمیں نکلنا چاہے تو یہ اللہ تعالی فرماتے کہ وہ اس وقت تمہیں زندہ حیات جاویدانی ہمیشہ کی زندگی نصیب ہوگی اور تم دنیا میں بھی بادشاہ کے طرح سے تم رہو گے ساؤتھ افریقہ کو فریڈم دیا فریڈم چوروں کو دیا چور جو ہے وہ راستے میں فری چلتے ہیں اور جو لوگ احکامات کے اوپر چلتے وہ بیچارے قید میں ہیں اپنے گھروں میں ہر وقت جو ہے خطرہ خوف سے رہتے ہیں وہ کوئی آزادی نہیں آزادی اگر ہوئی تو آزادی یہ گئی لوگوں کو اور ہومسٹ اس کے اوپر وہ سجی ہوئی تھی زیورات سے کسی نے ان کے ساتھ کوئی چھیڑتی نہیں کی کسی نے ہاتھ نہیں یہ ہے حیات ایسی حیات تو جب اسلامی احکامات زندہ ہوں گے پوری دنیا کے لوگ جانوروں کو عمر ابن عبدالعزیز کے زمانے میں جانور پانی پی رہے تھے کیوں وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ جان یقین کرو جانو کہ اللہ تعالی بیچ میں آتا ہے حائل ہوتے ہیں آدمی اور اس کے دل کے درمیان یعنی مسئلہ آپ نے فجر کی اذان سنی آپ کے دل میں آیا کہ ہاں مجھے اٹھنا چاہے فجر کا تھا اور دل میں آیا یہ فلاں عورت ہے لڑکی ہے چلو اس کو دیکھے لیکن پھر خیال آئے نہیں حرام ہے نہیں دیکھنا چاہے لیکن آپ نے وہ جو فرشتے نے دل میں بات ڈالی کہ حرام ہے آپ نے اس کی طرف توجہ نہیں کی آپ دیکھتے رہے پھر اللہ یہ توفیق لے لیتے پھر آدمی پورے طور پر ان گناہوں میں مبتلا ہوتا ہے آپ کے آدمی جو یہ سوچتا ہے کہ نہیں میں بالکل نہیں پیوں گا ایک ذرہ برابر نہیں ایک دو مرتبہ تین چار مرتبہ یہ امتحان ہوگا آپ کامیاب ہوئے پھر وہ خواہش ختم ہو جائے گی آپ کے دل سے پھر آپ آزاد ہو جائے گے لما یحییکم آپ آزادی اور آرام سے زندگی یہ گناہ بد نظری کا گناہ بد نظری کے میری بات بہت مانی دنیا میں چلو آج میں اور تم پر اکرام کرو شیطان کے پاس نہیں جاؤ گے نفس کے پاس نہیں جاؤ گے دجال کے پاس نہیں جاؤ گے مغربی تہذیب والو اللہ کی طرف ہمیں جانا ہے اور اللہ پوچھے گا کہ تم نے مجھے راضی کیا یا نہیں اس کے مطابق میرا معاملہ تمہارے ساتھ آج ہوگا تو اس کو جانو ان کی بات مانو پھر تمہاری زبردست ترقی ہوتی رہتی ہے اور اگر ان کی بات نہیں مانی اور اپنے نفس پر ہم چلتے رہے تو پھر آدمی گرتا ہے پیچھے رہ جاتا ہے آگے نہیں بڑھتا تو اس کو اللہ نے ان آیتوں میں بیان کیا جی ہو گیا ہاں وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَّا تُصِيبَنَّ جو وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً یہ کون سا فتنہ ہے یہ فتنہ جو ہے وہ مداہنت فی الدین مداہنت فی الدین کس کو کہتے ہیں کہ آپ نے دیکھا کہ کوئی چیز غلط ہو رہی ہے لیکن آپ خاموش رہے اور اس سے بدتر آپ نے کہا کہ نہیں ٹھیک ہے آپ یہ بچے کرتے تو کرنے دو یہ بہت بھی زیادہ اور مولویوں ایسے ہالوں میں جا کے نکاح بھی پڑھاتے ہیں وہاں پھر کوئی قاری صاحب قاری قرات بھی کرتا ہے عورتیں وہاں ان کے بال سب کھلے ہوئے ہوتے ہیں اور پھر ادب کے لیے ایک ٹیشو پیپر سر پہ رکھتے ہیں یا ایک وہ رکابی پلیٹ کو سر پہ رکھتے ہیں کہ قاری صاحب قرات کر رہا منع کیا اس کو انہوں نے برا نہیں سمجھا بلکہ وہ وہاں گئے آج ہمارے گھروں میں بچے جو ہے غیر شرعی لباس پہنتے ہیں، مولوی ہو کر بھی ہمیں برا بھی نہیں لگتے ہیں لگتا ہے، سکولوں میں جاتے ہیں، یونیورسٹی میں جاتے ہیں، لوگ کتنے پیسوں کے بارے میں پریشان تنگ دست ہے، لیکن یونیورسٹی کی فیس اتنی زبردست رہتے ہیں، علماء بھی روک ٹوک نہیں کرتے ہیں، اور علماء بیان کرتے ہیں وہ بھی بیماری کوئی اور ہے اور بیان کچھ اور ہوتا ہے، لوگ جو ہے کہ جس کی بیماری ہے اس کو بیان نہیں کرتے کیونکہ لوگ کو برا لگے گا کہ یہ اچھا، یہ مولوی صاحب اچھا بیان نہیں کرتا ہے، ہاں جنت کی بیان کرتے رہو، اور ان کو کہو کہ تکون کالذین قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون، علماء تم ایسے نہ بنو، تم تو ہمارے خاص ہے، تم تو ہمارے دوست ہو، اور جو حق کی بات ہے تم سنو اور تم دوسروں کو کہو بھی، وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ، اور جانو کہ اللہ تعالی بہت، اللہ کا عذاب بہت سخت ہے، تبلیغی دیکھتا ہے، صوفی دیکھتا ہے، تو اس سے کیا فائدہ، کیا ہم نے سیکھا خانقاہ میں، کیا ہم نے سیکھا تبلیغ میں، کیا ہم نے سیکھا مدرسوں میں، اور یہ تمام کتنے تقریباً 99% مکانوں میں فوٹو البم ہوتا ہے، شادی کے فوٹو کے وہ سب فوٹو ہوتے ہیں، یہ سب کتنا بڑا حرام کا کام ہوتا ہے، یہاں حالت اللہ تعالی نے بیان کی مکے شریف کی، جب مسلمان مکے میں تھے بہت کمزور تھے اور ہر طرف سے کفار ان پر مسلط تھے اور گھیرے ہوئے تھے، اور ایسے ان کا کہ پتہ نہیں کی فکریہ میں اپنے کرسی سے ہٹائیں گے، تو پھر مسلمان کے بھی یہ کہ جب کسی کو اٹھا لیا اور لے گئے اور کوئی پتہ نہیں کہاں لے گئے، کیا ان کا حشر، تو تمہاری ایسے حالت تھی، اللہ اس کو یاد کرو اس وقت کو، وذکرو اذ انتم قلیل، جب تم بہت تھوڑے بھی تھے مکہ شریف میں، مستضعفون فی روزی دی، مال غنیمت اللہ نے تمہارے لیے حلال کیا جو پہلے امتوں کے لیے حلال نہیں تھا، اور یہ سب لعلکم تشکرون، تاکہ تم شکر گزار بنو، اور یہاں شکر کا مطلب اور پورے طور پر اللہ کی فرما برداری کرو، جس کا مطلب یہ ہوا کہ جو بھی کوئی آدمی، جیسے آپ باپ ہوئے گھر میں ہوئے، آپ استاد بنے 15-20 آپ کے شاگرد، آپ کی حکومت وہاں، آپ شیخ بنے 100-200 آپ کے مرید، آپ ان کے آپ کی حکومت، تو آپ کی حکومت میں اسلام کو قائم کرو، اور ہر آدمی کے اوپر یہ لازم ہے، اور پہلے سوچو، پہلے میرے پاس کوئی حکومت نہیں تھی، اللہ تعالی نے اب ہاں یہاں یہ خاص موقع کے لیے یہ آیت نازل ہوئی، ابو لبابہ انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایک صحابی تھے، اور اب بھی مسجد نبوی میں جنت بال بچے ہے، اس میں میرا مال ہے وہاں، تو یہ لوگ میرے ساتھ نرمی کا معاملہ کرے، اس لیے بتقاضا بشریت کے انہوں نے یہ راز ظاہر کر دی، لیکن ان کو تنبہ ہوا، فوراً وہ آئی مسجد نبوی، اور ایک ستون جو اس وقت جو بالکل کانکریٹ کا ستون بنا ہوا، لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ کا کرو کہ اسلام میں اس کو استعمال کرو، خیانت مت کرو، ان کو اسلام اور اللہ کے حکموں کے خلاف مت استعمال کرو، اپنے مال کو، اپنے اولاد کو، اپنے پیسوں کو، تو اس کے لیے اللہ نے فرمایا، یا ایھا الذین آمنوا، اے ایمان والے، لا تخونوا اللہ والرسول، مت خیانت کرو اللہ کی اور اللہ کے رسول کی، mankind on the day of qiyamah, those who will be going to jannat and getting the enjoyments there, and those that will be going to jahannam and will have to suffer the consequences there, and all that Allah Ta'ala said, a person who's got a heart that can take lessons from all the things that are happening around him, he will, the heavens and the earth and all the things which are in between, the mountains, the seas, the system, the planning of it, the construction of it, it did not tie us in the least, but so great and so powerful is Allah Ta'ala. فَاصْمِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ سُتُو سِحْتَاتِكَ before Fajr, before sunset, after Asr, or it refers to the Fajr namaz and to the Maghrib namaz. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ اور کچھ رات میں بول اس کی پاکی. And in some part of the night also, get up and make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And carry on. In other words, the people are, you can never satisfy people. People are always going to make comments and are going to criticize and tell you all types of things. From your side, you keep on with the worship of Allah, with the ibadat and fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and you keep parnika. That will be the day when everyone will have to come out. All the people in the qabr also, even if a person was burned to death and his ashes were scattered everywhere, he will be also gathered immediately and all will be brought together and be presented by Allah Ta'ala. In Nahqabristan now, we find dead silence, nothing. But when Qiyamah will come in, the earth will open up and people will come running from their qabrs and will be going hurriedly to the place of resurrection. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ يَا كَتَّى كَرْنَا هَمْ كُوْ آسَانْ هَيْ. And together پانی میں یہ خوف و وعید. So to سمجھا قرآن سے اس کو جو درے میرے درانے سے. And you keep on doing your other work, you practice upon deen and propagate deen all the time. And by means of the Quran Sharif, you keep on warning the people and reminding them of the life of the
ancestors, otherwise they will have problems. So then also they say, we are Muslims, we accept them at face value, they are Muslims, but they still got there. So this is the first thing, one of the duties of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was to purify his aqidah. So we also have to see that our aqidah are correct.
And from the hadith we understand the solution, that there is special shayateen appointed to cause difficulty. So there will be mujahada all the time, and you know that. Between these lessons, mashallah, everybody in their own way is trying to get level of concentration in his salat. And how difficult it is. Just few seconds, 5 seconds in the thought jihad al-akbar. We are returning from a smaller jihad to a bigger jihad when they were returning from war itself, when they're going back to Medina. Because staying there, there will be attack all the time. If it's not from the enemy, it's going to be from shaitan all the time. Our nafs all the time. And even in Ramadan Mubarak, we've seen that although the shayateen are jailed and are imprisoned, and if you look, even in our salat, each one will come from his house. The same amount of time he will utilize in the masjid. Just think about it. You and your neighbor left at the same time. And you came to the masjid and you spent the same amount of time. But each one will go with a different level of reward, depending on what level of concentration he had. Probably they read the same amount of rakats outwardly, and they spent the same amount at least once. So purposefully bring this thought in your mind, even though it is difficult, but at least once in every posture, I should think that my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Wudu rekat. Ke har rukan namaz mein itna thehre ke koi lahad huduri muyakya kare. That is one. This is called hudur-e kalb. That to think about the subject matter that you are reciting. The second is aur aap ko samne apne Rab ki jaane. At the same time, to think that you are in front of Allah. While you are in front in salat, that you think about the subject matter lightly, and you just have this thought in the back of your mind, or in the fore of your mind in this case, that they will not accept. Our ghairat will not accept that I am praising my wife and praising her beauty and what she means to me, and she is her attention somewhere else. When Allah Ta'ala's attention is totally towards us, then how can we purposely turn our attention to something else? So just have this thought that Allah Subhanahu wa Jahannam, we read in such a sweet voice. Whereas the real taqaza of the Quran and Kareem is that the ayahs of Jahannam is to place awe in our hearts. And Allah Ta'ala has purposefully used such letters. For example, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Ida Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzalaha, Ida Waqa'atil Waqi'ah. All these words also, even in terms from discussing Jannat, etc., and you're reading all the surahs where Allah Ta'ala discusses Jannat, then ask from the bottom of your heart, Allah, grant me this. And mashallah, even if you don't understand Arabic, you know the word Jannat, you know the word Jahannam. You hear the Imam reading Jannat, at least that will improve your concentration and listen to the word Jannat. When the word Jannat comes, I will ask Allah from the depth of my heart. You don't have to verbally articulate his basic surahs, also Surah Fatiha and few surahs. What does this mean? So we concentrate on the meaning, and inshallah through that we'll have presence of heart. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما that salat will attain success which has concentration and devotion. The third nur we discussed was what is concentration and devotion, and fourth that a person has to comply with the lessons that are coming in front, but he will be saved from nifaq, hypocrisy, and the other, he will not be from the people of Jahannam. So this minimum, although we're saying it outwardly minimum, but indeed these two things are such great feats, to be saved from Jahannam and not to be in the list of hypocrites. Then Sufi Iqbal has just explained munafiq in the hadith where mention is made about the formation of a human body. 40 day periods have been mentioned, that first for it will be a clot, and then it will be transformed into a piece of flesh, meat, and then changes will carry on taking till a person comes to fruition and completion. All this take place in 40 day period. That shows that 40 day period has got a great effect on individuals over 20 to 25 years, they haven't missed takbir ula. So there might be so many around the world that alhamdulillah, keep this in mind. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. That not only while we are here, but to be hariz, greedy towards takbir ula. Then the fifth point, that you are a great sinner and you have not fulfilled the right of salat, that is a sign of your success of salat. Like I mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Masroor Khan Sahab rahmatullah used to say, the day a person says he has read a salat of concentration, he has read no salat. The time when he thinks he has not fulfilled the right of salat, that is a day he has read salat. Because Allah loves his abdiyat. So this is the sign of your success. And we discussed this in the previous, that izhar of abdiyat. That is everything. And as we mentioned, even tasawwuf from the beginning to the end, that is the whole root and road of tasawwuf. Fanayat, annihilation.
For such people, وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ or ثَابِتُ ilzam مُنْكِرُوا par. And it is a complete firm hujjat. It is a complete firm proof against the non-believers. Those who do not believe, they will see that they were on the day of Qiyamah, they will have to admit, we were informed of all this, own hands. Of course, Allah hasn't got hands like us. That is by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. All the things that Allah Ta'ala has made, how things grow, man has got no say in that. All man can do is plow the earth, put the seed, water it, and put some fertilizer. But to make that seed split up, aajiz kar diya unko, unke aage. And we made these huge animals humble in front of mankind. A bull, which is so big and so strong, but how man brings it down and slaughters it. That bull can do nothing in front of that man. And a camel, what a big animal, but how easily it is slaughtered. But for transportation of goods, and some of them you slaughter and you eat and you enjoy the wonderful meat of the mutton, of the beef, of the cow, etc. This all we made it for you. Are you enjoying all this ni'mat of Allah? Can't you be thankful to Allah? Don't you believe in Allah Ta'ala? وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِ benefiting. You are, that animals are on the farms. From the leather you have made your shoes, you have made your jackets which you are using all the time. From the wool of the animals you have made your jerseys, you have made your blankets, etc. You are using all these ni'mats and you don't make shukr, you don't think of Allah. Are you a insan or are you a hayawan? Are you
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in these mountains, he has kept all our means of living. Allah has kept it in the mountains and in the land. We find that in these mountains there is water also, and there are what types of minerals which man needs also. Iron, ore, gas, oil. We have this full conviction of this great power of Allah Ta'ala, and all these things should remind man of that final day, that when Allah Ta'ala will resurrect people again. But فَوَيْلُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِهِ اُسْدِنْ جُتْلَانِ وَعَلُوْكِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم ستارة نہ آسمان نہ ارواح نہ فرشتے not even the trees not the buildings the birds the animals the insects the earth the mountains the celestial bodies the skies the are in a sitting position all the time اور ستاروں اور آسمان کی حرکت یا قاری طیب صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ has mentioned he says Allah's pardon that the mountains have been given only one position of sitting. Can you imagine if the mountain decides to make ruku, then there won't be khair for Allah Ta'ala's worship. Because many times person might ask the question, what is the need for all these different planets? They all have a purpose and they are all in Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. اور حیوانات کی رکوع اور تمام ستاروں اور آسمان کی حرکت اور ارواح اور فرشتوں کی طہارت اور تسبیح and the souls and the angels is to an extent limitless it's not completely limitless everything besides Allah Ta'ala's ذات has got limitations but nevertheless it's something that we cannot completely fathom and comprehend with our minds how big Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created and then it comes in a hadith mubarakah that the skies are they're either in a constant state of qiyam or in ruku, in sujood, in tasbih, in tilawat, etc. اور انسان کو خاص چیلہ سرکاری ہے وہ ساری خوبیات تھوڑے عرصے میں مرحمت فرمائی and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his special servant Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a short period of and they've been all created for the benefit of mankind and such a small figure but such mind such power Allah has put by his mind Karitayim sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this Hazrat mentioned a few so Hazrat said you Gujaratis you will see samosa in everything you go to Kruger Park also in a bag you see samosa so then he thought no this can't be possible so after a while he went and he's seen a buffalo. He said, this is much bigger. Probably this is what we have to be afraid of. Because it will come to a deduction. It can make deductions. And it will come to the right conclusion. In fact, just to digress slightly, Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written a story. And he says this happened to his uncle. In India, they were living in a rural place. And next to it was a jungle. And the monkeys used to trouble a lot. Let's go and make mashura with our seniors. So they went, and after a while they came with a bigger group of monkeys, but it seemed like they were more elder in age. They also found it very, very surprising. And the people, the local people of the village are looking at this thing happening in front of them. They are peeping from their houses, etc. And given this insan such a mind that despite being so much smaller in size, Allah Ta'ala has given him khilafat. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically given him rule. And one other thing is that for our own self-reformation, if a person can make muraqabah every morning, and just understand that Allah has made him khalifa fil ard, just when you wake up in the morning, and you keep on these two sifat, to make manifest the sifat, obviously we can't make it manifest to the extent that Allah ta'ala makes manifest, but because Nabi has mentioned that imbibed within you the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is al-wadud, to get that, to overlook, to show compassion, to show love. You see a beggar, you will be tested. They will pester you, you will be tested. Whether you've got this question. So one aspect that Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali is bringing to our notice, that understand what a blessing salat is. And we should make shukr to it, and understand that it is a conglomeration, it is a combination of the ibadat, of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for example, to understand this point, کہ اس طرح کے خرچ پانی اور کپڑے کا خدا کی بندگی کے واسطے کرے بجائے زکاة کے ہیں. There are few شرائط of salat. For example, the body must be The body must be parked. For that you require water, whether in terms of wudu or ghusl. The clothes must be covered. 20 rand was like the 200 rand denomination. So from that, if Allah Ta'ala has given us, now a question might come, somebody might think, mashallah, this is lillah money. Somebody has contributed for the lights and water, whether even though it's from the Darul Uloom office, but nevertheless somebody has contributed. So if somebody is lillah money and it's permissible to utilize, somebody else is lillah. But the other question is, when Allah Ta'ala has, so in salat you get the reward of zakat, because there is some level of spending also. Or rukh hona taraf Kaaba ke haj hai, and facing towards the Kaaba is the reward of Hajj, because Kaaba can only be made, all Hajj can only be made making tawaf of Baytullah. There are two basically arkan, and even if other thoughts come, whereas in salah to a great extent you have to, in tawaf you can even speak to a person if it's necessary, it doesn't break your tawaf, you can engage in discussion, whereas in salah to an extent there is greater restrictions than there are in tawaf also. In salah you cannot speak even if it is necessary. You cannot start it in sawm. But in sawm, what is required? That you stop from eating, drinking, and your carnal desire to fulfill your sexual needs. That is what is required in sawm. Whereas in salah, to a great extent, not only these three things, but you can't let your mind also wander. While you are fasting, you can think about business, there is no harm. Body is the Baytullah, the Kaaba. But the Qibla of the heart is the Zaat of Allah. That's what you should be preoccupied with all the time. And understand that Allah is watching you, and you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one muraqabah a person can make when standing in front of salah. The hadith of Jibreel, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as if you are, which is made compulsory for us to come. So zahiri or batini taraf ghair ki karna nahi chahiye. Outwardly as well as inwardly we should not turn towards anything else. Yes, we all understand this, but we should pose the question to ourselves. That if a person, immediately we'll correct him, if he's performing salat and he's facing another direction. Why the Qibla is this side he must face? Check. Shaitan and the thoughts, and in the hadith we understand, that Allah has appointed special shayateen to bring thoughts in your salat. Therefore the question always comes that how come outside salat we're not thinking? While we're sitting and waiting for salat, no thought is coming. We're not gone back to the 70s and the 60s, our school days, etc.
مضى يا واسع الكرم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
It's for the whole of mankind, but other people turn a blind eye to it. They don't take any attention, pay any attention to us also. When he goes there, he sees beautiful chambers, rooms there. And his little daughter coming out from that room, that was his amana. And as she's coming out, she's reading, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمِنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That one ayat in his dream and his life. Kambia, little village, about one chief of over 200 villages. He was an educated person, he had university degrees, and it was his passion to read books. He should read a lot of books. He became a Muslim. The Asian Muslims in Chipata, this may be about 8-10 years ago this happened. When they came to hear the second, he says, and that is relevant to our subject now, is that I saw that the Bible, whenever, wherever it was printed, differences in them. The Quran Sharif I checked up, wherever, whenever it was printed, no difference, the same. So that is the Quran as Allah gave it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so their roza will start 4 in the morning. In Fiji Islands, their roza also starts at 4. The two different days. When their roza is finished the whole day, then these people in America, or Panama, their roza starts. One day, due to the that one line, what you call it? That if Allah give anyone himmat, that during that time that he reads, and we can have 24 hours, this is what will draw Allah's rahmat here. And all of us will benefit from them. In the Khanqa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one person saw a dream that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving out envelopes to all the Mu'takifin. Start on the line, by Allah you are already at the end. But you carry on with your sincerity, you will be counted there by the end already. So here also we came to become, to get nisbat with Allah, to make our Islam. If we are sincere and we follow the instructions which are given and we attend the programs properly, there is no
Allah that yaqeen. Without food, Allah will fill my stomach. Just Allah will put it directly in my stomach. I don't have to have food. Or even Allah doesn't put it. Allah's qudrat is above that. That without food, like mashallah, how many people who stay awake the whole night and they carry on normal the whole day. Allah gives the tawfiq. They make the ibadat during the night. May Allah give us all tawfiq.
Allah Ta'ala accepts the du'as of the most wretched person. We just have to turn towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the way to get this, the easiest way, like Hazrat Maulana Abul Haq Sahab Rahmatullahi used to explain, that many people really also are complaining.